Martin Luther King, and asked after his buddy, his closest friend, Ralph Abinanti, have introduced him. When he embraced the pulpit, he asked, "Ralph, am I the person really you have introduced?" And I want to ask my niece, "Wow, you really introduced me. I'm afraid to preach." Amen. Amen. I'm glad to be here. And my wife and I, Mieta, Robert Yene, my friends tease me and say I changed the girl boot civilized name to from Robert to the boy Bobby just to tease me, but I praise God for my wife and my family. And my family, from the side of my wife, my family, Mickey, the president of the association here, Tula Gibson, all of my family members, most especially also to, I hope I don't make you feel bad, family, but I call her OD, you know, Audrey, one of your membership. I received my pastor appreciation gift, and I taught to wear the tie as I come to proclaim God's word.
Amen.
She appreciated me, and I bless God. Amen. But let me make a side comment here before. I'm not still long. I got 10, 15 minutes. We'll be out of here. Church, I mentioned in the sermon. But I also appreciate you all for thanking you all for appreciating me and my wife and all those who have appreciated. Amen. All the pastors, including the sitting pastor, Ben, I call him Ben, he's the proclaimer of God's unadulterated word here.
Amen.
But let me add up to you small. I will pick on you a little bit. Let me pick on you. Y'all don't know what we go through. The real pastor, y'all don't know what we go through. We forget about our family and think about you. We pray for you.
Amen.
We wrestle with God for you.
Thank you.
We pray that bad things should not happen. Sometimes we forget our own immediate family. Because that's our charge to keep. And I want God to glorify the never dying soul to save and fit it for the scar.
Yes, sir.
We pray. So you know my advice for you. He visits or he calls and he kneels down and cries to God for you to be saved, to not get into any problem in this country. And I thank you, my brother-in-law, Clark, where the community recognizes him. He prays for the community that Liberians and others will not get into trouble and this and that. So my little picking on you is, I appreciate the gift that you gave us here, but I wanted you, he didn't pray in general, he prayed for each member.
Amen.
Don't forgive another time. I say, yeah, I'm saying it from the depth of my heart. My church gave me what? Give me gift as a church and individual church members without any coercion. He didn't say it, I'm saying it. Appreciate him personally. Buy your watch, buy your shoes, buy your socks, buy your shirt, buy your Bible, buy your anything for yourself. So that's my little picky on you. And not only him, but the ministers that also what? Helping him to run to run God's word, to run God's ministry. And also the founder of this church is a man of God, a pastor. So remember, you know what? When we get into this, the Bible says an honorable office. God bless you all.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We exalt you and we glorify you. We ask, oh God, as we listen to your word, we should listen, Lord, and not be wounded. hearers of your word, but doers also. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor, thank you for allowing me to embrace your pulpit. May God richly bless you. May he tread your feet on safety grounds.
Amen.
May he place his hands of protection around you.
Amen.
As you proclaim his unadulterated word.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
I recognize my friend who loves gives you also. Oh God. From Luke 17:11-19. From the fame that was eloquently, glaringly mentioned by my niece, the benefits of appreciating your pastor. The word benefit, church, is defined as an advantage or profit gained from something you do, either from your work or something that you are involved with. Or you are associated with. There are many benefits to being an American. Let me contextualize it. To be a citizen, a U.S. citizen, you have a legal right and protection to be protected by the government of the United States of America.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
The United States Constitution guarantees personal freedom and individual rights as a freedom of speech, freedom of religion. What we do here today, there are many nations in the world where other Christians are not openly worshiping like how we do it today.
Amen.
That's your benefit of being an American. Guaranteed personal freedom. You're free to do anything you believe good for you.
That's right.
An individual right such as freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. You have the right to tell the president you don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
Or you like him. Or you don't like her. You like her.
That's right.
Freedom of religion. Freedom of assembly.
Amen.
Where we can gather today and gather somewhere and do the best we can.
Amen.
We have the right to travel. Travel benefits. United States citizens can travel, let me let you know if you don't know, to over 180 destinations in the world without a visa. That's your benefit. Being an American and can seek assistance from the United States Embassy anywhere you go. I found myself in Jerusalem, Israel, when I went to do my doctoral dissertation research. Things were not too far, and the American Embassy had to ask us to enter the embassy for a while, to have a night or two there. That's your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. A U.S. citizen can apply for government job and can run for government offices. That's your right. That's your benefit for being an American. And not a such get you free food, get you housing assistance and all of that. But you know what? I'm not here to talk about America. I am here to talk about the benefits.
Come on.
Of appreciating your pastor. Let's go. A pastor is a shepherd, a guide, a leader, a protector. And God said in his word in 1 Timothy 17, say, appreciate a man of God, appreciate a pastor who have done good work, and not only that, but have done over good work.
Yes.
Give him double honor of your appreciation.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So let me briefly just say that, tell you a little story, and I take my seat. Mm. There was a pastor called Jesus.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
He was leaving and going from Jerusalem to Judea, but he took another friend. Mm. Passing through the village, he heard 10 lepers.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Crying out, they heard a good gossip.
Well,
gossip not to slander, not to undermine the pastor, not to disgrace him, not to upper brand him. They heard a good gossip and said, Pastor Jesus is passing this way.
Yes, sir.
And when they heard it, when they knew that did the timing, they heard he was passing. But there was some impediment. They were unclean. They were lepers. No lips. No fingers. No toes. Everywhere there was a law. Being unclean, you cannot mingle, you cannot associate with good people, quote unquote. You're going to be sitting down here, you feel that life has given up on you. You feel that nobody knows your name. You feel that you are done, just an outcast, and you, no one cares. Your marriage is shaking. Your relationship is shaking. You have had a relationship with an individual, a man and a wife, a woman, and you invested everything, but they let you down. And you standing 100 feet away because you are unclean. Because people think that you cannot mingle with them on the basis of your character or the basis of your reputation.
Amen.
Let me say this to you today. Character is different from reputation. People may judge you on the basis of your reputation. Reputation is what people think about, what they heard and think about you. Character is yourself. Maybe they have distanced you on the basis of your reputation. That's too far. 100 feet in the Jewish setting then, when you are a leper, you cannot stand near. You have to go 100 miles, 100 feet, I mean, away from the good people. So they said, Jesus, from the 100 feet away, Jesus, pastor, master, healer, protector. And Jesus stopped. Heal us. And I heard him say, go and tell the priests.
Come on, come on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God, I'm pondering in my mind with confusion. He could say, go to Baptist hospital. Mm-hmm. Let the doctors check you up and take your x-ray. Mm-hmm. Do this. He said, go. Pastor Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Doctor of all doctor.
Yes. Yes.
Go to the priest.
Yes, sir.
Why did he say the priest?
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord, pastors. We love the government. We respect the government. And pastor, the only time you should go against government when they have gone against this.
Amen.
He respected the law of that nation. And he told them, go to the priest. The law was that only the priest can give you the certificate of cleansing.
Mm.
The certificate of what? Of being good people now, and you can mingle or associate with good people.
Mm.
So Jesus not being God, being the pastor.
Amen.
Where Pastor Ben Raxon and I are under pastor to him.
Amen.
The pastor.
Mm-hmm.
He said, go to the priest.
Go to the priest.
Show yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I have spoken.
Mm-hmm.
And you are healed in my name.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you allow me to use my imaginary power.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus said, go to the priest.
Uh-huh.
I see the lips of the 10 being straightened up.
Yeah.
And when he said, go to the priest,
yes, sir.
I saw the fingers of the 10 straightening up.
Yes.
When he said, go to the priest, I saw with the eyes of faith, the toes and legs,
yes,
of the 10 lepers,
yes,
straightening up.
Yes,
and they went and showed themselves,
yes,
to the priest.
Yes,
they showed themselves to the priest, and the priest signed the certificate of acceptance, the certificate of clearance,
yes,
the certificates,
yes,
of what? Grace,
yeah,
instead of disgrace.
Yes. Stop preaching. Amen. Take
yes,
your time.
Yes,
the priest said, now welcome.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
But something happens sometimes, you know, in our lives.
Well,
mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when the war was on and I found myself. Some of you who haven't been in Liberia, but there's a place called Fendel.
Mm-hmm.
The University of Liberia campus, and then I went. I still remember my room. I was displayed, room 125.
Mm-hmm.
But in the night, in the morning we pray. In the afternoon we pray. In the evening we pray. You will hear in every room prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And not only pray, Lord, when you bless us,
mm-hmm,
Lord, when you heal us,
yeah,
Lord, when you deliver us from here,
yeah,
Lord, I think I'm going to build my house in the church. Lord, I will do this. Lord, I will do that.
Yeah.
But immediately, God, whenever we are in the state of predicament in life, and we promise,
mm-hmm,
when God blesses us,
mm-hmm,
the tendency is there for us to forget,
yes,
from whence we come.
Yes.
So let's go back to the 10.
Yes.
When they were healed, God did not, Jesus, the pastor, Jesus, did not discriminate Pastor Ben.
No, he didn't.
He didn't look for who was the best and who had been there for a long time or short time or bright or tall or black or whatsoever. He said, you are healed. Show yourself to the priest.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And when it went, they were healed the same way. And when it looked, their fingers were moving, their lips were moving, everything on them was weird. And then only one.
One.
Mm.
Only one.
That's what I said to you, church. I appreciate the gift to give to these pastors. But you have, as an individual, a chance to give.
Yes.
To appreciate your pastor individually.
Amen.
Then collectively you can.
Amen.
And Jesus said, if it were because of one, Jesus would have said he was representing the ten.
Yeah.
Huh? But Jesus said, where are the what?
The nine.
Where are the nine? Oh yeah, if you allow me to add my own thinking, I would say the nine are clapping. They have gone to the club to celebrate instead of the church. They have gone to their family instead of coming back to Jesus and saying, Lord, I stretch my hands to you. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, where may I go? Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I exalt you. I glorify you. I lift you up. Oh, hallelujah. Are you guilty?
Yes.
Are you retrospective?
Yes.
Oh, you were in Liberia.
Yes.
Lord, will you make me to come to America? Yes. I will do this for you, Lord.
Yes.
I will praise you. Yes. I will worship you.
Yes.
I will do that.
Yes.
But when you came,
Lord.
You know, I used to make you laugh a little. I was elementary school. Some of you here, you haven't been in Liberia, but some of our kindergarten songs. And then you tell them every Friday we used to say goodbye to you, teacher. So those are some of the goodbye to you, Jesus. You say goodbye to the Lord, forgetting maybe there was some sickness. Some disease.
Yes.
Somebody hurting you in your office.
Yeah.
Hating you. Thinking to hurt you.
Yeah.
Something. He delivered you. And you turn your back.
Yes.
And not coming back. Oh God, the day Pastor Roxon gets up here and say, where are they now? He's not begging you. If he begging you, then me Jesus were begging.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus was teaching them something.
Yes.
Yeah.
That it is good to bless the blesser.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you're not getting me.
Yes.
To bless the blesser.
Yes.
It is good to bless the pastor who blesses you.
Yes.
Who kneels and prays for you.
Yes.
Who intercedes for you. Even if he didn't pray for his own family,
Amen.
He thinks about you. Yeah. He supports you.
Amen.
When you are in trouble, he cries.
Yeah.
Jesus said, where are the nine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see. Let me give you the benefit and I'll take my seat. Sure. The benefits of appreciating the pastor, you will be recognized.
Amen.
And the recognition is not just an open-ended recognition. Jesus said to him, you are the only one. I have God healed this. Are you the only one to come back? And not only that, but you're not part of my church. Oh yeah, he was a foreigner. A Samaritan.
What?
A foreigner.
Whoa.
Jesus said, what? You bless me, you're not even part of my church. You're from somewhere else. You're a foreigner, a Samaritan. And we look at you as a disgrace.
Yes.
Looking at biblical background and biblical topology,
yes.
It says to you that when the Jewish man stood up those days, he thank God for two things. For not being a woman, and being a Samaritan. How cursed they were. The two things they praise God for. In that setting, the one that they looked down on is Samaritan. Turn around. And said, Lord, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. I was a disgrace, but you made me, you give me grace. I was a nuisance to society, but you have placed me in the pinnacle of recognition. Jesus, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being good to me. So Jesus lifted him. Mm-hmm. First he recognized him.
Yes.
If the Lord, you know, we look at recognition all around. If everybody were going to come here, and he says, he just points his finger to somebody to recognize you with fear. I don't want to even talk about touching you. The President of the United States just recognizes you. You're going to tell everybody in the world, I will recognize. But you know what? The President of all presidents, the King of all kings,
yes.
The God, the God, the capital G of all little G's,
amen,
will recognize you.
Amen.
And when God recognizes you, he takes shame from your face.
Yes.
Yes.
When God recognizes you, he takes you from the mud of disgrace and places you on the pinnacle of recognition. When God recognizes you, he changed your name, like how he changed Jacob's name to Israel. When God recognizes you, oh yeah, your enemies will be your false tooth to success. When God recognizes you, oh yes, he will turn your darkness into light. When God recognizes you, those winding, meandering roads in your life, he will make it straight. When God recognizes you, the insurmountable shall be mountable. When God recognizes you, oh, you will be the head and not the tail. When God recognizes you, you will be favored by even those who don't want to see you. Lastly,
that's the benefit.
Yes. Yes, you will be recognized by the one who will not promote you and demote you. Will not praise you today and disgrace you tomorrow. Then he will raise you up. And the last one, he will give you double portion of your blessing.
Amen.
And then I take my seat. He will give you the double portion of his blessing. Let me say this to you. Not because I'm a pastor. I repeat, when you are grateful, when you recognize the pastor, first of all, get it in your mind that this pastor, he's the under shepherd, which means there's a higher.
Amen.
You know, when I go to watch my son playing, my wife and I watching him playing, he plays football and he sometimes touch down and he give a good pass and I sit and people are calling his name. I'm not talking about me. People are praising him, oh Ben, go Ben, go. Then I feel proud and happy. Then I feel, then I turn around and look at faces that praising him. It happens with the pastor, the under shepherd, and the shepherd.
Amen.
Whenever you bless the pastor, then the senior pastor, Jesus Christ, believe that He has been appreciated because you are not seeing him in person, but you are blessing his representative. So he stands up and says, well, you know what? There's a song that says you can't be God-given. So as long as you give to me, I will bless you. So let me say this before I go today. There are two blessings from my own theological view. The blessings that are under grace. The blessings that are under grace, everybody receive it. Weaker people receive it. Yes, bad people receive it.
Yes.
Uncommitted people receive it.
Yes.
The rain fall on the good and the bad.
Yes.
So that the blessing that is under grace.
Yes.
But the divine blessing.
Yes. Hey,
with your name on it,
yes.
He will never miss your address.
Yes.
Everybody will receive his grace.
Yes.
Everybody will receive the blessing under God's grace.
Yes.
But not everybody receives God's divine portion of the grace that he has assigned for your name and your grace. Oh, yes, you know what? There are times that the mailman will back before the house of my wife and I, and he will put down a mail and come back. When we look, that's another name.
Yeah.
What? They need to take it back. But I got a God who the gardener called the rose of Sharon, the baker called the bread of life.
Yes.
Ezekiel called the wheel in the mill of the wheel.
Yes.
The extrema called the star of the morning.
Yes.
Oh yeah. I call him the bread of life. I call him the lawyer in the courtroom for me. I call him the judge in the courtroom for me. I call him my friend and my brother. I call him. The bridge over troubled water. He's my lawyer, my comforter, my counselor, my counselor, my father.
Father, God bless you.